Welcome to another episode of Hustle and Grind. With me is the lovely Joe Madden.
Hey, Cam, how's it going?
Good. Again, welcome to our new show. It's, I think, episode, what, 11 now?
Yeah.
Episode 11. We're powered by Stables Media, and thanks to our sponsors in Canada, VIP Bets, and in the States, Wager Attack. So thanks again, guys. Sorry, I've missed the last couple of shows. They were kind of a golf show. A couple of weeks ago, I went out skiing and somehow lost my keys on the ski hill, which was fun. I proceeded to ski down four or five times looking for my keys. I even walked down once. And I don't know if you've ever walked down a ski run, but it's kind of embarrassing.
I've never done that.
It's kind of embarrassing. I'm not gonna lie.
Are little kids pointing and laughing that you couldn't ski on the hill?
They might have been, but I was so pissed off at that point. I don't think they wanted to come near me because I was muttering things for sure.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Also, sorry. Normally, Lady D is on with us. She opted to be lazy and not want to do anything. So she said, whatever, I don't want to do anything. So, you know, we'll let her slide this one time because she does work pretty hard most of the time. But
I think she has good reason. She's getting her beautiful bathroom remodeled, and she has like 5 million clothes and 500 million pairs of shoes she had to move today.
She does for sure. But anyways, before Lisa interrupted me there, I was telling my story about what happened and why I couldn't make the show. So just focus on me.
Let's focus. Come on, we can do this.
So, I go down the run five or six times. I'm losing my mind. Can't find the keys. I have to ski back down to the people that I drove up and tell them that I've lost the keys. So I go down and do that. My buddy Dustin that came with me proceeded to laugh at me and call me an idiot.
So then he should have.
Yep. And I got mad at him and I dragged him across the back of my truck and threw him onto the ground.
You did not.
I did.
And he's still friends with you?
Well, we're like brothers, so it is what it is. But he was laughing at it. He was drunk, so he was laughing at it. And I wasn't too happy about it. So Lake Louise from Calgary is about 2.5 hours. And I had no keys, no spare key. That was at my house. So I had to convince my mother to go and pick up my keys and drive them 2.5 hours out, 2.5 hours back, but 2.5 hours out there. So we're waiting, and of course there's a blizzard in Banff all the way to Lake Louise, so that took a little while for her to get through. So we decided we wanted to go get something to eat in Lake Louise. That's about 6 or 7 kilometers. So we started walking, we started to hitchhike, and surprisingly enough, no one wants to pick up hitchhikers. Weird.
I always do.
Anyways, we had this awesome Aussie show up in her van, and she's like, yeah, get in, and she took us down there, and we got to eat and stuff like that. We ended up finding some sort of shuttle, take us back up there, and then we had to wait for like another hour and 45 minutes. Anyways, we didn't get home till about 11 o'clock at night, so that's why I missed the show 2 weeks ago.
So all I've heard from this story is always trust an Aussie to be there for you.
Apparently, yes.
Apparently. That's what I heard. And don't ever go skiing with you because you're going to lose your keys and get you stuck in the cold.
Yeah, so I figured that out, and that will never happen again. But
did you not do up your zipper?
Shut your fucking face.
Okay, so that's what it was. You didn't do up your zipper.
Shut your face. So then last week I went out to Kelowna for a golf weekend and proceeded to drink nonstop. And it was a long drive home on the Monday because we went out there Thursday and came back Monday. We ended up getting kicked out of 3 places in Kelowna. And it's nothing prouder than telling your mom you've been kicked out of 3 places. So that's always a winner.
Yeah. Wow.
At my age.
Especially at your age.
Like, yeah, I know. At my age, I'm getting old. So then I finally get back to Calgary or to Okotoks where I live. And it was like close to 7. I was so wiped. Joe gave me a pass to miss the show. So I do apologize. You guys had to do without me for the last 2 weeks. But I'm sure, and I actually watched some of the episodes, that Joe and Lisa killed it. And they actually did last week with Chelsea being on the show. I think it was better without me because they would have just.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
They would have made me look like an idiot. They know between those three, I got nothing.
No, and you know what? Chelsea Messenger is so inspiring to me. She has always been a huge role model to me in this industry. So it was an incredible show. You did miss a great show. And we're all sad you weren't there. We're also really sad you weren't there for Mr. Big. He was Wayne Chinman. He was absolutely fantastic. So we're definitely going to have him on again, and we'll have Chelsea on again. And you can meet these guys because they're fantastic. And all of them wish that you were there with us.
I would love to. I was really pissed that I got to, that I had to miss both of them. I had questions, numerous questions for both of them. So I will definitely beg them to come onto the show again where I won't miss the episode, and then I can ask them the questions that I want to ask them. So now that I went on, it's big, as I think we had Stephanie comment that I'm a big tiny baby. Always complaining, Cam.
Stephanie, he's a guy. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, like, you don't even know. When I get sick, fuck, lights out.
Do you get man colds?
Oh, yeah. I'm a useless pile of garbage. I literally call my mom like 8 times a day. I know I've already mentioned my mom 8 times in this show, and it's only 6:08. So that tells you how much of a mama's boy that I am.
And yeah, Lisa's telling us, Vaughn, from your story, she's like, Baylor or Zag? So Gonzala or Baylor? Who you got, Cam?
I got Gonzala's tonight.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go with them.
I am absolutely torn with this game tonight. Gonzaga is 31-0, undefeated. They're on such a high, but it scares me, 31-0. They had the victory over UCLA, 93-90, and Zugs got that three-pointer. Did you watch the end of that game? So he's right between the center line and the three-point line. He's right here. And he gets that three-pointer right as the buzzer is about to go and kills UCLA. It was incredible. But going against Baylor terrifies me. Baylor's defense is the best defense that Gonzaga is going to face this whole season. Gonzaga holds teams to 65.3 points per game, while Gonzaga only holds teams to 69.2. So with this one, I am so torn. I've teased the numbers. I'm going to tell you right now, I've teased them because I think it's going to be a tight game. Do you see it being tight, or do you see Gonzaga blowing them out?
No, it's a very tight game. It's going to be a very tight game. I'll be surprised. What's the over-under on that one, Joe?
Okay, so the over-under is 159.5, and Gonzaga opened at -4.5. It's now come down to -4. So, and actually, I think it opened at -5. So it's been coming down. Lisa's commenting she likes the teasers in these tight games. I really feel it's going to be a back and forth high scoring game. What I personally done, you guys, if you're listening to our show, you get these bets. So thank you for listening. I have teased Gonzaga. No, actually, I haven't teased them in the first half. I've taken Gonzaga in the first half, -2, which is at -111, which is fantastic odds right there. And then I've taken Baylor and I've teased it overall to +8.5. So it's a 4-point teaser with the over, and I've teased the over down to 155.5. So I think both of those are going to hit really, really hard. Like we told you guys before, when you're teasing numbers, both of those numbers have to hit. So Baylor has to win or lose the game by only 8 points to win that +8.5. And it has to hit 156 or higher to win this. So fingers crossed. I really hope it is a fantastic tight game back and forth. I think it's going to come down to the buzzer.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch the game tonight. Has it started yet?
It started in 9 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, right. No, I'm excited about the game. So we'll make this show a little bit shorter than normal so we can all get to the game, because I think everybody wants to watch that anyways.
I do.
Over my angry face anyway.
Well, people might want to talk to you. I don't know who's out there wanting to talk to you tonight. Lady D is wanting to tease the game with us. Let's quickly talk about some great bets we had this weekend. I know a huge underdog bet in MLB we had was the Texas Rangers. We had them at plus 155.
Yeah.
It was great money. And then our parlay yesterday in the NHL, we had the Panthers, Hurricanes, Coyotes, and Maple Leafs, and it paid 7.5 to 1.
Yeah. So what's the ROI on that? Pretty good.
Very good. Very good. So if you bet $10, you made $750. So yeah. Or no, $10, $75, $100.
$750.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't 70.5. It was 7.5.
No, so that was a great parlay that that we did and paid off for a lot of our customers. So it was nice.
Yeah. It absolutely did. So do you want to talk a little bit about MLB that we got today already? Because we've already won two bets in MLB. I keep checking the scoreboard.
You cut out there. Yeah, no. Let's talk about it. Joe.
What?
You've got the information in front of you, and you're just throwing me on the spot. I don't know why you're doing that.
No, it's cool.
We're on the same team, whatever.
Okay, you guys, we've already got the Toronto Blue Jays today at minus 142. That is one of the highest odds that we ever take. We actually should have taken them run line now looking at the score. They won 6-2. So if we would have taken them run line, we would have got a positive number, but we took them straight up at minus 142. So next time, it's something we need to consider taking that run line. I know we all weren't confident enough in that run line today, but it would have been a good call.
Yeah, for sure.
But then we also did get Kansas City Royals, and I don't understand. So yesterday, they were even with the favorites. It was more of a pick 'em, and I don't know what happened this morning. Did you see anything that changed in the lineup? Because I didn't.
No, and I'm just double checking right now, and I don't think anything changed in the lineup. I think it was just one of those days.
Yeah, so they moved down from a pick'em, basically. It was like a minus 110 to take the Kansas City Royals. And yeah, when I woke up this morning and when we talked about it, they were plus 115. So I don't know if there was something that I missed or we missed, but we ended up still getting the Kansas City Royals as the underdog at plus 115, and they won 3-0. So super low.
I just don't know what happened there. I'm just trying to find out.
Yeah, so super low scoring game. And yeah, they still pulled it out. I was nervous when I saw that shift, because that's from a minus 110 to a plus 115. That's a huge shift in the line.
Yeah, it's a huge jump, but they still won. So maybe it was, I don't know why they would do that to make such a drastic change like that. But
no. We still won it.
Ooh, still the right team. So
yeah. So right now, you guys, we're 2-0 on our bets today. So make sure you check out our Patreon, because we're killing it.
Do we have our Patreon up right now on the screen? No.
Can you see it?
I can see the screen, yeah.
Yeah, our Patreon.
It's doing great. So what else happened on the weekend, Joe?
You know what? There was some incredible games, and I am I'm drawing a blank for which game it was in MLB, and I don't know why I'm drawing such a blank on this right now. Did you see the one game where it was the batter's first time ever standing up at the pitch, and he hit a home run, and it was like absolutely phenomenal?
Yeah, no, it was crazy. I didn't see the game. I saw the highlight on it. I was out of town back and forth this weekend, but I did see it on the highlights, and that was fantastic. There's nothing better than stepping in. It's just like hockey, and the rookie plays his first game and he scores a goal. Or, you know, in this case, he hits a home run in his first hit. It's fantastic. You can't go wrong with that. It's such a good thing to see when people do that kind of stuff. It's awesome.
Absolutely, it is. And I've been blown away by the Toronto Blue Jays. They've made me so happy. They're definitely my team. Yeah, so they won opening day, which everyone and their freaking dog were against them.
They went after the Yankees the whole time, and they came back and they killed it. It was awesome. And they were down. It looked like the Yankees were going to pull it out, and they just came back and in the 10th, and it was fantastic. Yeah, it was great.
Absolutely. It was great. And the Houston Astros, and I have to give hats off to Mike Gallo, because ever since I found out he was a Houston Astros player, I've got kind of a soft spot for them. So they won me a lot of money so far. So Mike, if you're listening, thank you. You've given me a soft spot for the Astros, which I didn't have before, right?
Yeah, no. I get, apparently the Houston Astros do charity stuff, and they'll take any pitcher just to help them out. But just kidding, Mike.
No, they had a great game yesterday, and no one thought they were going to win that game yesterday, and they pulled it out. They did fantastic. Tonight, who are the Astros playing tonight? I don't think we took them.
No, I don't think we did either. I'm just looking right now. I don't think we took them.
No, but they had another tight game tonight. I'm looking at who we do have, and we have some pretty tight ones, especially in NHL. So I'm excited to see how these games play out. I'm kind of itching.
There's a lot of tight games in the NHL right now. It was crazy. I was looking 17 minutes ago, and the Oilers were up over the Canadiens 2-0. Now it's tied 2-2. Flyers and Boston 2-2. The Senators and the Jets. Jets are up 4-2, which is still the game's probably pretty much done. 6:53 in the third, and they're up by two. So it'll take just a little bit of a miracle there. Vegas is up over the Blues, 4-1. Avalanche over Wild right now, 2-1. And then we're still waiting for the Maple Leafs and Flames game. Now, that's going to be an exciting game. The Flames need to go on some sort of a streak right now. Otherwise, they're not going to make the playoffs. They need to do something. And they haven't really done much. They played the Oilers the other night. They lost. They played Toronto last night. They lost. So they need to. It's coming down to must wins. And they've got Markstrom back in net. So I don't like giving away bets, but if you're looking for a dog and you want to get a bet in before 7:30, I would go with the Flames. Not a big one, but it's so plus 170 for the Flames. So it's a good payout. I mean, if you want to throw $100 down, or if you want to do, 10, you can win, if you bet 10, you can win $750.
And what's the odds?
Just kidding. You made a mistake. Whatever.
I made a mistake.
No, it's -170 for the Leafs. So it's $100, $70 win. So, but if you put them into a parlay, it's worth it. But it's a little too late for that. But I think the Flames are going to pull one out for the dog tonight.
Okay, I hope you're right, because as you know, I'm a total Flames fan. Did I touch this with a 10-foot pole? No.
No, it's a tough one to call. I don't think anybody would have really, touched it. And if they did, they would have been just taking the easy route and said Leafs at -170 type thing.
Okay.
Which people win a ton of money on. So like you said, at the end of the day, is it worth the bet? I don't think so. I think
what are the Flames playing for right now? They're out of playoffs. Right? No, as far as I'm concerned, they're out.
I don't think they're out. I think they have to go on a run here. But they're pretty close to being out. They're desperate. Sutter's back. They're desperate. I still think, they have a chance.
So the Leafs beat them 4-2. That's how we got the over last night as well. 4-2 last night. I don't know if they have it. I don't know if they have it in them. Back-to-back games. I see it being a lower scoring game. 3-2 game.
Riddick was in net. Yeah, it'll be under, because I think that it's a 5.5 for the over-under right now.
Yeah.
Unless you're seeing something different. But I think it'll probably fall under. And Markstrom's in net, so he's going to shut down a little bit more than Riddick does. It should be okay. We'll see. But there's tons of close games, except for the Knights. The Knights are dominating the Blues right now, 5-1, so...
That's good, because I did take them straight up at -138, which is super high odds, but I'm not taking them on the puck line anymore. They screw me on the puck line.
Yeah, and who do you got for the Coyotes and Kings?
I took the Kings -125. How's that game going? Or is it on yet?
Kings, no, it's not on yet, but the Kings I'm seeing is a -140 right now.
It's moved. Yeah, that's huge.
Coyotes got Hill in net, and then Kings got Peterson in net. So it's a crapshoot. They're kind of both backup kind of Selection goalies. We got Hill at 6-4-1, and we got Peterson at 7-8-4. So,
I definitely like the Kings at home, though. I think they definitely have an advantage even without fans.
Well, the Kings is so like, yeah, it's gonna be tough for the Coyotes there. So you think now, the Kings?
I think the Kings. Now I have to ask you a question. What do you think of the Flyers' defense lately? The Philadelphia Flyers, because they've been non-existent.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I was wondering with the Flyers. Like, you know, yeah, they're tied tonight with Boston, which is a good, you know, it's a positive note. Like, the Boston Bruins are a great team. But there's something lacking. I don't know if it's just not and teams go through this, and it's unlucky, but there's belts that go through this, and they're just not clicking. You know, they're not reading off each other. That's the biggest thing, is reading off each other, knowing where the other one is, and one's pinched forward, the other one's back, but then they've got two back, and it's kind of all over the place. They've got to stay in sync, and it seems like they've just been kind of off for the last couple of weeks anyways.
They absolutely have. Their defense hasn't been showing up. Their offense has been playing great, but their defense has been a huge question mark for me, especially when they came out so strong at the start. And now everyone tonight was on Boston Bruins because it was -175 for the Boston Bruins. So heavy favorites. Everyone was saying Boston Bruins don't play two bad games in a row. They'll definitely walk all over the Philadelphia Flyers. Did you touch the game at all? Did you take a bet on it?
Yeah, I used the Flyers as a dog tonight, so we'll see.
Okay. I hope you win it. I like the Flyers.
I do, and I hate Boston, so.
Oh, good. We both hate Boston. That's awesome.
I try not to be, you know, personal with this, but I just dislike them. They are a great team. But I still think the Flyers are going to pull it out for the end of this game.
I hope so. Then we got the Winnipeg Jets up over the Senators.
Well, the Jets are over the Senators. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen, so that's good. We knew Vegas is going to be up. The only question marks, I still think Edmonton is going to pull it out against Montreal. But man, that's a tough game to call. Oilers are so iffy, you know. They could be playing great, and then they play like crap. I've seen them play, you know, one period lights out. Like, what was the other game the other night? They ended up winning, luckily, against the Flames. Yeah. In the first period, it was like 16 shots to 6 for the Oilers. And then the Flames came back and just decimated the Oilers throughout the whole second period. And then some of the third, but Edmonton just ended up getting lucky and getting some goals, right? So it worked out for the Oilers in the end, but they were outplayed for, you know, a period and a half for sure.
Absolutely, they were.
We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I still want to see the Oilers win this one.
Now, what do you think about the Colorado Avalanche-Minnesota Wild game right now? Colorado's up by 2. On the puck line, the Colorado Avalanche at -1.5 was +140. I think they were like -220.
They're only up by 1 right now. Colorado, it's 2-1. For Colorado. Yeah,
in the second
period. Yeah, 10th to 6th in the second. Colorado's up for the Wild. I like the Wild. I like Colorado too. I think they're both great teams. I actually have nothing against either of these teams, and I do hate a lot of NHL teams. I like both these teams. They both have great coaches. They both got great goalies. So we'll just have to wait and see how it's going to play out and go from there. But I think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to call – I'm saying the Avs take this one.
I hope so. Do you think they can take it by 2? Because I have them on the puck line. Please say by 2.
10:30 into the second. I think they'll probably pull away in the third. I think they'll win by 2. Because I think what's going to happen is it's going to end up at like a 4-3 game. They're going to pull the goalie and get another goal. So we'll be up by 2.
Yeah, I really hope so. So there's some great games on the board today. I'm really excited about all these games. I know the national championship, I'm going to change my channel, is starting right now because I have Montreal and Edmonton on. So I'm pretty excited for this game tonight. You know, Baylor is 4-0 against the spread.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm going to go, like, when we get off this, I'm going to go watch the game and I want to see kind of how this plays out. I still, you know, I think Gonzaga is going to pull it out, but I think it's going to be a super close game. I think you're right. And maybe you can just go over how you do this. I know, I don't know if, I can't remember if Lisa's gone over in the show, but for our new bettors, Just give my quick example of fading on what you guys did there.
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Well, sorry, not fading.
we fade the public all the time.
I golfed 18 holes today in the sun, so I'm just kind of I'm a little tired. A little bit of the sun, a little too much sun, so I'm forgetting things now. You know what I'm talking about, Joe? Stop trying to embarrass me.
What? I don't try to embarrass anyone. Okay, so we do always look at fading the public. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was just going to see if you can pronounce the word embarrass again.
Okay, I know. There was like three other words that my friends have told me to say like this past weekend. And I think they've all got weird A's in them. Okay.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
You made me like lose concentration.
Really? What were you doing with the game and good with the points and everything else? So
see you okay. So we do look at fading the public when the public is super heavy on games. Now with Gonzaga and Baylor tonight, I think the public was 53% on Gonzaga and only 47% on Baylor. So there is not enough to look at that and fade either side. I like to fade over 75% public. And in this game, obviously it wasn't there. But what we talked about and what we looked at doing tonight was teasing those numbers. So when you tease the numbers, especially in basketball, you tease by 4 points. In football, it comes down to 6 points. Ah, Baylor's up by 9 points. It's 9-0 right now. Or 9-1. Gonzaga just got a penalty shot. Anyway, there goes my brain squirreling. So when you tease the numbers, basketball, 4 points, football, six. So you take the against the spread number. So in this case, Baylor was plus 4.5. So you yep. give them an extra 4 points. So it became plus 8.5, but you have to parlay that with another tease number. So parlayed it with the over. So instead of over 159.5, we teased it down to over 155.5. So I love this parlay tonight. And I especially love it looking at the score now. Baylor is 11-1.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what? The game just actually started. So let's give it a little bit of time here.
No, I'm excited. This is super excited. Guys,
turn off the game. Already called it. It doesn't matter. Baylor wins. We're out.
Absolutely. But you know, it's basketball. It comes down to that last minute. Basketball is a crazy nut game.
That's what I love.
I can't talk. I need a glass of water.
I know.
I do. But I'm hoping Gonzaga wins the first half because we do have them first half. It's just
you're really embarrassing.
Because I need a glass of water.
Not embarrassing, but embarrassing.
I like it the first way you said it. Sounds way better.
Exactly. So what do you think? Should we let we'll get off the cast here a little bit early? I know everybody wants to watch this game. And if you're not watching this game, you're watching some other game tonight. But we're really missing Lisa tonight and her plethora of knowledge. And yes, I am beautiful. Thanks, Lisa. I really appreciate that. And Joe is beautiful as well. So don't say that kind of stuff, Lisa. That's not cool.
Lisa loves me.
Wow, this is tough crowd.
She tells me all the time.
Really, just real hostility from you, Joe, here to me.
What? So. I'm in a beautiful mood tonight. I'm all smiles and sunshine.
Your smiles and sunshine? I love it. You are a beauty, so I'll give you that. And you do have a great smile, so keep it up. But yeah, no,
you're such a fucker.
You know, we're happy to have you guys watching us. If there's anything you guys want us to go over in future shows, please just shoot us an email or just, you know, comment on the show while we're on the show live and we can get it for the next show. But Joe will give you our email address in a second here.
I'm going to run the commercial and then you can close it out with everything you want to tell everyone.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out WagerAttack.com. Use promo code HNG. in Canada, VIPBets.com. Promo code HNG will get you a match deposit up to $500.
I have no idea still to this day who the hell's clapping at the end of that commercial.
Everyone listening's clapping.
Yeah, they're all listening and clapping. We can hear them to them. It's good. It's good. But I just want to say thanks to Staples Media for having us on their platform, and thanks to VIP Bets, and thanks to Wager Attack for sponsoring us. You guys have been fantastic. Visit our Patreon, you know, sign up. We've got great results. We've had fantastic results over the last month too. Like it's been pretty solid. I mean, we had that parlay that we hit the other day. We've had numerous things go on for us in a positive way lately, and it's been nice getting recognized for it. So please keep watching. And if you have any questions, again, you know, just shoot us an email. Joe will give you the email here in a second. And then if you want us to have any ideas for other shows going forward, if you want us to bring up anything, or if you want us to talk about anything, or, you know, if you want Joe to slap herself in the face on camera, we'll do it. We don't care. Doesn't matter.
Really? That's what we're doing, hey? Yeah. Level. Joe will just smack herself in the face if you guys want her to. Nice.
She agreed, guys. There we go.
That's thumbs up, you guys. That's what we're doing. Oh, you got to do this fancy clap, though. I want to thank everyone for listening. If you're trying to reach us by email, it's H and then the letter N and then grind@gmail.com. Stop making fun of me. I know I say the letter H different than you do.
grind@gmail.com.
And so shoot us off your emails there. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. I'll just search Hustle and Grind. Use the $ instead of the S. It will find us a lot faster.
Yeah, or our Patreon account. That's the biggest one. Go on there. Sign up. We'll give you the best picks in the business. So give us a shout.
Yeah, and how many plus 200 or minus 200s do we give out, Cam?
Zero.
No point. You guys, we're not going to pad our record saying we went 15-1 by giving you minus 200, minus 300s, minus 400s. We're going to give you the dogs and the low odd favorites. So
yeah, we want guys the best return on investment, and we want you at the end of the day, the best advertisement is you recommending us to other people. So we want you guys to win. We want you guys to recommend us, and then everyone's happy at the end of the day. So there you go.
Absolutely. Well,
anything else before the end of the show, Joe?
No, I want to say go all these teams that we have. Kings, Knights, Avs, Phillies and Mets over, Reds and Pirates over.
And I wasn't, who do you got for the final game here tonight, college ball?
Okay, so this is a tight one. So I have Baylor plus 8.5, but I think Gonzaga is going to win by 1 or 2, or Baylor's going to win by 4.
Okay, I like it. I like it. So you heard it from Joe. You've got it, so watch the game. We'll see how we do. Okay, bye, guys.
Have a good night. Make sure you guys go check out our, you know what? Go check it out. I'm trying to find a commercial. Have a good one, you guys. Good night, Cam.
Good night.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out wagerattack.com. Use promo code HNG. In Canada, VIPBets.com. Promo code HNG will get you a match deposit up to $500.
Hey, are you looking for a sports podcast that's more than the stats and the rankings that you already saw on your pop-up notifications? Are you looking for a feel-good story that will motivate you? Do you ever wonder what happened to your favorite athletes after they retired? If you answered yes, then I have good news. Hey, my name is Kayla Branham, and I'm inviting you to listen to the Legacy After the Locker Room podcast. You can find it on all your favorite podcast platforms, or you can watch the live stream on Staples Media on Facebook every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. I'm committed to creating hope and possibility through sports, and I challenge you to live your legacy. Again, Legacy After the Locker Room, every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, Stables Media on Facebook.